it was something I needed to do and get it over with.
And you look normal today.
Feel fine. I feel great. Last night wasn't too good, but today, you know, I woke up perfect, ate breakfast, and everything's okay.
Tell us about this spring. You're not playing tonight in Bradenton, but you've gone on a lot of the road trips. Buck says he still wants you to play as much as possible, especially at third base. Are you surprised with how much you're playing and how many road trips you're going on?
I'm actually not surprised. I kind of like it. I got to go out there and you know, get better at that position. You know, I'm not really familiar with it. You know, I did a lot of mistakes last year that caused maybe a couple games. You know, those mistakes that I'm trying to get better at and you know, so they won't happen this year.
Mistakes last year? It didn't look that way, I guess, to the naked eye. Give us some examples of some things that you're going to do differently this year at third that you didn't do last year.
You know, I'm getting better at bunt defenses, you know, picking throws from the outfield. You know, that's one of the hardest things that third base comes to, you know, those throws from the outfield, runners getting in the way, you know. Those are things that you need to work on here in spring training and get better at so that won't happen in the year.
It's still an amazing story to play as little of third base in your entire life through Little League, high school, and professionally, and then to do it in a postseason chase with so many games that were close and so important, and then you did it, and you may have been instantaneously one of the best third basemen in the league. Were you amazed by how well you did?
I was very amazed. I didn't think I was going to play that well. I thought I was going to maybe commit more errors and kind of be more nervous about it. But, you know, first day, after I caught that first ground ball, that first game, everything just went out the door, you know, all the nervousness and everything, and it just, that position came natural to me. All the plays that came up, you know, they just came natural to me, and I felt great over there.
How much more comfortable are you now just around the guys and showing up to this complex every day after having 2 months with this team?
I feel it's huge, especially, you know, from last year that I was a non-invite. I was in the back locker room by myself with a couple other players. You know, now to be a part of this team and, you know, have Chris Davis and J.J. Hardy and Roberts next to me, you know, it just makes you feel great.
So last year you get called up, you get a base hit, your first big league hit, a triple in your first game, and then a couple of days later you hit not one but two home runs at Camden Yards.
It was very special, especially to share that with my family and with all my teammates and coaches. You know, that was a great experience that, you know, that's something that you'll never forget. You know, your first big league hit and your first home run was a multi-home run game. So, you know, that's just something that, you know, I'm never going to forget. And you know, it was awesome to spend it with my family and my teammates.
People talk about those home runs that night, but I think most people remember forever where they were when they saw that play at third base, the fake throw to first base. All right, tell us the truth. Did you know what you were doing there? Did you have it all planned out on a dribbler down the third baseline?
I didn't have that plan. That was something that came out of my butt and something that just came out of nowhere. Never practiced that play. To this day, I always think about it. You know, why did I do that? Because that's something that it's really hard to do, and something, especially the game so close in the eighth inning like that, something that you know, not a lot of players have, you know, the decency to do that.
Are you keeping track of your friend Jonathan Scope and what he's doing in the World Baseball Classic?
Oh, yeah, I just saw that he beat Cuba yesterday with a home run.
By himself, basically.
Basically. You know, that's awesome. You know, I'm excited for him. You know, I'm rooting for him. I wish him the best, and hopefully, you know, he can come back and, you know, come back sooner than later. But, you know, hopefully he could do well and continue doing well and successful.
People don't mention Jonathan in the group with you, Bundy, and Gausman. And fair or unfair, the Baseball America types don't put him in the same list. But clearly, you see him this spring. He's a bigger guy. You almost are the same age. And you've seen him play ball through the minor leagues. How special of a player can he be?
He's very special. Very special. My first year was I was with him, you know, throughout my career. And man, he's very special. He's a special kid, especially this year. This year, he came into camp ready, in shape, worked out for the first time. And, man, he's looking very good. And, you know, a lot of things are going to come out from him. He's a sleeper. He's a sleeper guy. And he's gonna do well, hopefully, in his career.
All right, Manny. Finally, this team won 93 games last year. You only played the last 2 months of the year, and the team got a lot better upon your arrival. We know about Bundy and Gausman coming up through the pipeline. I only talk about Baseball America because it's kind of a point of reference. Bundy's the number two prospect. And I asked John Manuel, the editor of the magazine, he said, had you been eligible, you'd have been number one. So that means the Orioles could have been 1-3 in whatever Gausman is in the top 20. Think about that. And the group coming up through the pipeline with the 93-win club already here, things can get pretty special.
You know, we got a special group of guys here. You know, Duquette's done a great job in the draft. And, And BG's done a great job in the minor league system, bringing up the players and preparing them the right way. You know, we're going to be special in a couple of years, and even this year, you know, last year we had a great team. We have the same group of guys coming back, and, you know, we have B-Rob's healthy, Marquez is healthy, you know, and, you know, it's just going to be a great year and a surprising year for all the Orioles fans up there.
Manny Machado, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.